one snap, one drive, one team could make the history books. And for 50 years, WHJE has been the voice of the Greyhounds. This is your team. This is your time. This is your legacy. Carmel football starts now.
It's moments like these that define careers. It's moments like these that determine legacies. And it's moments like these that make those July training days in the sweltering heat all worthwhile. For a chance to play in the state finals, the number one ranked Penn Kingsmen travel down Highway 31 to take on the number six ranked Carmel Greyhounds here in Carmel. I am Jesse Smith with your play-by-play. Alongside me, as always, John Perkins with the color commentary. John, why don't you tell us a little bit more about how these two teams got here?
Okay, well, let's focus on the undefeated Penn Kingsmen. Excuse me. Started off their sectional here with a win, 28-7, played Portage. This was one of those 6A teams that they really only had four in the regular season here. So then we go to this sectional championship against Chesterton, won 38-0 in a nice shutout there. And then, of course, Lake Central for the regional, 33-6, and now that brings them here to Carmel. Carmel, much different story. Hamilton Southeastern win 40-7, then Fishers 35-20, went through Carroll last week, 38-7 in a very dominating performance. And now they're here back at Carmel Stadium. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear the sound. That is, of course, the Penn Kingsmen coming out of that locker room. They brought quite a crowd, and so have the Greyhounds tonight. Both two very talented teams, Jesse.
Absolutely, two very talented teams, as you mentioned. The Carmel Greyhounds playing the regular season in the Metropolitan Interscholastic Conference, otherwise heartfully known as the MIC around here. They finished 5-2 in that conference. The two losses coming to Ben Davis, who is no longer in the tournament, and Center Grove, who right now is taking on Warren Central as we speak. We'll keep you updated on that game throughout. Warren Central has an early 3-0 lead, by the way. We look over at Penn, 6-0 in their Northern Indiana Conference. A lot of these teams, Penn only played 5-6A schools, this being the first year of the 6th class in Indiana football. Only played 5-6A schools in the regular season.
I think it's also important you got to look at some of these big-time players for the Greyhounds, too. Carmel coming out had a much tougher conference, played in the MIC conference, really struggled early on. You know, we saw that very close win, 6-0, again against Arsenal Tech. Tech had a very strong defense, but we began to see the demise of John Lampion, the quarterback who we thought was going to come out and just really dominate this year. Hasn't really had his opportunity to do that, and they moved Isaac James, again, a receiver, down to play quarterback. He played quarterback his junior varsity year, now again has kind of commanded this team and had a very, very good game last week, went 6-9. Again, two passing touchdowns, both of those going to Jason Baldridge. But again, put up 94 yards, in the air. Rushing has been another good thing, too. Talk about guys like Shakir Pascal, and even Chris Perkins had a great game last week. Both of those guys need to step up big, Jesse. I think it's going to be a good game.
And this rushing attack of the Carmel Greyhounds has been doing it all season. You have Shakir Pascal leading the team with 843 yards. The quarterback, Isaac James, who runs a read option better than anyone I think we've seen so far in the state, 745 rushing yards. And Chris Perkins coming in at 683. And you also can't count out the fact that guys like Austin Roberts and Tobias Watkins have been getting carries more so in the tournament than we were used to seeing in the regular season. These guys, a dominant threat anytime any of them touch the football.
And it makes it tough for any defense. And again, a Penn defense who they've done such a good job this year, put up incredible numbers. Again, they're first in points per game allowed for that opponent. A very solid team. Again, they haven't played really anybody they can look at and say, man, that was a dominating performance. Only four teams they beat this year were ranked higher than, of course, Lawrence Central. And so another game here that really Penn's going to have to do a lot of proving grounds. We saw 2 years ago in that state championship, Carmel put up 54 points to the nothing that Penn put up. Undefeated team goes down in the state championship. Wonder if it could be the same story here. Deja vu, maybe not. We'll see. We got the captains lined up here. We're about ready for this kickoff, Jesse.
And I want to go ahead and add something here about that Penn defense. They have 6 shutouts, including 5 consecutive from weeks 3-8 earlier this season. Very impressive defense. That's a matchup I'm looking for. That Carmel offense versus the Penn defense. Who is going to be able to get the upside early on? Whoever strikes first, I do believe, is going to come out of here with the victory. Like you said, we are lined up for the coin toss as we speak. Getting ready to see who will get first possession as Isaac James warming up on the track here at Carmel Stadium. A packed house on both sides, as you mentioned earlier. The Carmel faithful coming out. Student section is rocking. Across the way, we have the Penn Kingsmen fans coming all the way down. Long drive, give them credit. Great job filling out the stands on the other end. We'll wait to see. It looks like, as of right now, and it will be the Penn Kingsmen coming out with the first possession of the evening as Adam Kramer jogs out onto the field. He is going to be kicking off for the Carmel Greyhounds this evening.
Adam Kramer, again, had tweaked a little bit of an ankle yesterday in practice. He looked to be a game-time decision, so we heard, but then he came out here in the pass, started kicking well, looks pretty nice. Got a few punts off as well. Again, that 35-yard average he's been doing pretty much the entire season. But he's got quite a few touchbacks, quite a good kicker, and you're not going to see a lot of return men take it out of the end zone. Again, a lot of wind here in the direction of Adam Kramer, so that might change things.
Kramer lines the ball up here on the tee off of that 40-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Three return men back deep for the Penn Kingsmen again. Four 12-minute quarters here in high school football to determine who will be facing either Warren Central or Center Grove at Lucas Oil Stadium in 3 weeks. We are underway as Adam Kramer kicks a line drive back deep, and that will go into the end zone for the automatic touchback. Adam Kramer so reliable this season when they needed him in the kicking game. And Penn will have their first possession starting at the 20-yard line.
Exactly. If we want to look at some of these numbers for Penn, they've done a good job. Last game, again, putting up 356 yards. Total offense, again, to pick up that 28-7 win. Again, keeping Portage off that scoreboard until late in the game. But Zach Oakley, again, rushed for 181 yards and threw for 103. He's really been this team's saving grace, if you will, the entire season. You're going to see him pretty much do it all tonight.
Oakley, a 6'2", 195 pounds of pure athleticism, is going to come out at his own 20-yard line in a shotgun formation, split backs in the backfield, two wide receivers out to his left. Now they're going to move him up into that flanker position. That's 26, Tyler Carpenter. The handoff off the left tackle is a solid carry. That'll gain him about 6 yards there on first down across the 26-yard line. Second and four on the way. So trying to establish the run is really one of the keys to victory, I think we can say, for the Penn Kingsmen against this dominating front seven of the Carmel Greyhounds. Second and four on the way. Again, 11:37 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. We are just underway here at Carmel Stadium. As it looks like Oakley will come back out. Three wide shotgun set. Two receivers out to his right with Khalil Fleming, who just got that last carry, to his right as a tailback. Oakley with the option, rolling out to his right, looking to pass under pressure. He's going to be buried by Nick Sinar, and he's going to lose a solid 8 yards off of that one. And that's going to bring up a third and long, third and 11 to be exact. Nick Sinar coming in along with Vic Rowe teaming up for that sack.
Sinar's made his name big here in the postseason. Played a lot of defensive end. We see him in that rover position as well. Done a nice job on the line. But again, really a guy who didn't play a lot in this regular season. He was kind of one of those guys that you shove off the bench late in the third quarter. But he has done a nice job making a name for himself, again, with that line. And even the likes of Joe Scott there on that right end. Two big-time players to start out tight end made the defensive switch.
Two wide shotgun set, split backs here for Oakley. Fakes the handoff. He's going to give this one off, actually, trying to go left tackle. He's going to make it across the 30-yard line. A very impressive run here off of that read option. A lot of people thinking Oakley had it, started to chase him. But the tailback, that one looked like Fleming once again, is able to pick up the first down, gain of 13. So 10:32 remaining in the first quarter, and the Penn Kingsmen convert on their first third down opportunity on third and long. And that's usually something that Carmel Greyhounds defense have really been locked down on this year. So Oakley will come back out, shotgun set. One tight end, split backs, and a receiver out to his right from his own 31-yard line off that left hash. He takes the snap. He hands that one off again. That one looks like Fleming. Fleming's going nowhere, possibly getting a yard on the play. Noah Burks getting in the backfield in a hurry.
Got to watch out for Fleming. He's very, very quick back. He's able to really spread things out off of that tackle. But he's a guy with a 4.5 40 time. Very speedy. He's got a lot of acceleration off the line. Look for him to tear it up again in that secondary of the Greyhounds.
They huddle up, taking a lot of time off the clock here early on this drive. 9:53 and counting remaining in the first quarter. Again, still no score. Second and eight on the way for the Penn Kingsmen on their first drive of the evening. Two wide shotgun set and split backs for Oakley from zone 33. The handoff, they try to go to Carpenter this time. Carpenter spins around, will be wrapped up by Jack Conway. And a third and three is on the way. It looks like Sean Stetson will come back in for Nick Sinar. So taking their time, no sense of urgency from the Penn offense right now, making sure everybody on the same page with the play call, huddling up after each play. A big 3rd and 3 coming up off of this first drive. They've been able to move the ball so far. They'll be lined up off that left hash from their own 38-yard line as Oakley breaks the huddle. 15 seconds remaining on the play clock. Two wide set. They'll both be out to his right and split backs in the backfield. From the gun, they put a man in motion. That one's Nathan Miller. He's now lined up off the left side. Option run. Oakley keeps this one for himself. And they find that one all the way. And Ryan Sondles will take him down in the backfield for a sack. And that's going to bring up 4th and 8. Ryan Sondles read that read option all the way.
Sondles is that team captain. He's the guy you're expecting on 3rd down to make the big play. Comes in this season. 43 solo tackles. He's done most of his work in the backfield. Another drive-ending stop there by Ryan Sondles.
Now that'll bring out the punting team with Baldwin and Baldridge, who had a big game last week. We'll get to that a little later, back deep to return. Look out for Noah Burks off of that left side. He is an absolute disruption on these punt block situations. 4th and 7 from his own 34. Punter staying at about his own 21. Fields it cleanly. And this one is up and away, a high spiraling punt. And that one will bounce, take a Carmel bounce actually at about the 41, and they will down that one at the 43-yard line. So some excellent field position for Isaac James in this young Carmel offense.
Brings up a good point, Jesse. We saw in this first quarter, Penn wasn't able to put up any points against Portage last game. They did most of their work in the second quarter, putting up 14. But you can't come out slow and lethargic against this Carmel Greyhound offense, who's so quick to score, and the key for them to be able to put 7 points on the board. Isaac James has to get working. He's got to be able to use that read option, the hard count. This defense cannot defend against the option. That is what Isaac James' first plan of attack has to be.
1st down and 10 from his own 43. James takes a snap to hand off Shakir Pascal off the left tackle, moving those legs forward. Forward progress will get him to about the 48-yard line. A good, solid gain of 5 by Pascal. And that's really how he's lived his entire season, 4 or 5 yards at a time, right with his average. So James is going to hurry back to the line of scrimmage. 7:54 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score between Carmel and Penn. Shotgun formation, pistol formation set actually. 3 wide, 2 out to his right as James fakes the handoff. Keeps this one for himself up the middle of the field. Gets across midfield, brought down near the 47-yard line. That's going to be awfully close to the 1st down marker depending on where they spot this one. They're going to take a look at it. And it looks like we are going to get an official's timeout here to determine the ball spot right at about that 47-yard line of Penn. And they're going to go ahead and give them the 1st down. So 2 rushes by Pascal and James will move the chains for the Carmel Greyhounds already in Kingsman territory. 7:40 remaining in the first quarter. Still no score. 1st drive of the evening for the Carmel Greyhounds. Same formation set for James. James goes hard count. That looks over towards that sideline for additional signaling. And we'll call it at the line of scrimmage. Look for Austin Roberts pretty much by himself there, one-on-one off that left sideline. See if they try to take advantage of that matchup. Put Becker in motion towards the right. James takes a snap, looking at Roberts all the way, finds his man, and he's going to be wrapped up at about the 39-yard line. Good gain of about 7 yards on 1st down. So Austin Roberts with his first reception of the evening, had 3 last week. The clock continuing to tick away. 7 minutes and counting here in the first quarter, still no score as James we'll go with the no-huddle offense. Same formation set, except Roberts lined up in the slot off that right side. Pascal remains in the backfield. Triple option time. Here's the handoff. James keeps this one for himself. Has some open room off the right side. Heading towards the sideline at the 25-yard line. He's going to be pushed out of bounds at the 19. And Isaac James decides to keep this one for himself. Is able to gain a solid 20 yards on the carry. 6:44 remaining in the first quarter. And now inside the red zone of the Penn Kingsmen. Isaac James and the rushing attack have been on point so far this evening. Lined up officially at the 19-yard line off that right hash. They'll go with the 3-wide pistol formation. Set 2 out to his right. Roberts lined up in the slot. James going with the hard count. Takes the snap. Hands that one off, except he's going to give that one to Pascal, who's trying to spin his way around. He gets himself to about the, looks like the 12-yard line. That's going to bring up a 2nd and 2. Very impressive running so far down the field by Pascal.
Again, quick score update here. Warren Central's put 9 up to Center Grove's nothing there, leading 9-0 here. A very close ball game, of course. Either the Greyhounds or these Kingsmen will go and face the winner of that game in the state championship.
Same formation set here for James. 2nd down and 3 from the 12-yard line of Penn. A snap. He keeps this one for himself. Has plenty of room up the middle. And Isaac James into the end zone. And that will be a rushing touchdown. 12 yards for Isaac James. And the Carmel Greyhounds take a 6-0 lead. The 11th rushing touchdown of the season for Isaac James. And he picks up right where he left off last week. And the Carmel Greyhounds are up 6-0 with 6:02 remaining in the first, John.
Exactly. Like you said, Jesse, Isaac James put up a touchdown on the ground against 62 yards last week. Really has been such a huge factor right there. And the key to that score was that read option. We talked about it before, but the ability to make defenders miss, the ability to keep them guessing is what gave Isaac James their 6 points. And trying to make it here, 7, is Adam Kramer.
The ever-reliable Adam Kramer. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is also good. So very impressive first drive by the Carmel Greyhounds, getting it done 7-0. 6:02 remaining here in the first. 9 passing yards, 48 rushing yards, 57 yards on way to that touchdown score. And, John, coming back out here with this next drive for Penn, what is the offensive game plan?
Well, I think it's tough for Penn first off because you got to look at the quarterback. And their quarterback actually pretty much does everything on his own. Zach Oakley, like we talked about last week, led the team in rushing, then comes back in with some 103 yards in the air. He's got to be able to really spread it. He's got to be able to use his receivers to his advantage and keep running the ball well. You've got a very talented running back in Khalil Fleming, and in Tyler Carpenter. Both speed backs, they got to be able to make something happen in open space.
So we're just about ready to set the kick this one away with Adam Kramer, who had a touchback on his first kickoff attempt this evening. Also, was able to knock down that extra point there just a couple seconds ago to make it 7-0. And we've seen those extra points can be very vital when it comes down to it. Difference between having to go for 2 to tie the game or just kick the extra point to tie it. Some pretty good conditions for kicking tonight on this turf field. Kramer kicks this one away. Another booming kick. That one's going to go out of the back of the end zone, actually hitting the track back there. Very impressive kick by Adam Kramer. He's very pumped up about that one. And Penn will start again at their own 20-yard line. So from their own 20-yard line, Oakley will try to get something going. Trying to go with a lot of different looks on the read option from what we're used to seeing. Immediately with the rollout, Oakley, and that's something different than what we're used to seeing from the Central Indiana teams as they are playing up in Northern Indiana. Oakley will break the huddle and will line up right in the middle of the field from his own 20-yard line. With 6:02 remaining in the first quarter, Carmel's opened up a 7-0 lead. 2-wide shotgun set. He runs this one all the way up the middle. He hits a wall of Greyhounds, and Vic Rowe getting in there in a hurry. Forward progress will give him a yard, maybe. And 2nd and 9 is on the way.
And Rowe's really been one of those impact players that hasn't gotten a lot of spotlight again on that defensive line. Only 30 tackles coming into the game with 12 assists, but he's really been that train stopper, I guess, if you will, not allowing these rushers and these running backs to get into the second level here, and it actually made the job a lot easier on your linebackers.
Breaks huddle once again. Let's see what formation they decide to come out with. They're going 3-wide shotgun set, 2 out to his left. They're lined up at the 23. Forward progress gave him 3 yards off that last carry. Davis showing blitz. He's going blitz all the way off the right side. He fires one over, finds his man. He's going to be pushed out of bounds by Landon Sinis. And a very impressive throw and catch there to Connor McGuire, the senior flanker position there. 5:13 remaining in the first quarter. And just like that, they're starting to knock on the door of Greyhound territory.
And now we're going to see Andrew 10, number 68, run onto the field. And, Jesse, that's really been the name of the game for the Greyhounds defensively. They've been subbing a lot of guys in recently in the postseason, which you don't see a lot of teams doing. We just mentioned it. Landon Sinis had an interception last game. And, of course, now Andrew 10 playing nose guard.
2-wide shotgun set. 2 out to his right, split backs in the backfield. They go with an option run this time, and Carpenter can't find any open space but is able to gain a few yards on the carry. 2nd and 7 on the way for Penn. So we've seen a reoccurring theme by Penn so far in the play calling. Try to go a couple runs off to the left side, then they go roll out to the right in the passing game on the next play. Let's see if they try to continue that trend on the 2nd and 7 from their own 42-yard line. Clock ticking away here in the first, 4:46 remaining. Carmel's opened up a 7-0 lead on their first drive of a 12-yard rushing touchdown by quarterback Isaac James. 3-wide shotgun set, 2 out to his right off that left hash. Oakley takes the snap. Looks screen over towards that right side. Has some open space. He's going to be pushed out of bounds there by Jack Conway. And that one's Nathan Miller, who that's his 2nd reception of the evening. A solid gain sets up a 3rd and manageable. Looks to be about a 3rd and 5
from their own 44.
And Jesse, watching film, watching Penn work, they really rely on those screens in the yards after the catch, but you can't do it against a defense that's so quick. Penn's been playing teams that have slow defenses. They're able to really make a lot of things happen after the ball is out of Oakley's hand. But you got to be able to make things happen when a defense runs faster than you, even offensively.
This time live off that right hash, three wide shotgun set, two receivers out to his left with one man in the backfield. Oakley throwing this one all the way, blitz coming, fires one over the middle, finds this man, and he is leveled by Sam Story. Nathan Miller coming up with another big reception at the 41-yard line of the Carmel Greyhounds. Very impressive throw and catch there. He heard the footsteps, and Story put on the hit.
Well, and Jesse, that's a Division I throw right there. That's why he's going to Central Michigan to play football right there. A nice read, able to read the coverage, weave it between that safety, and again, the cornerback trailing him there. A nice throw about the hash marks. So that's going to keep the chains moving forward now, and Penn's starting to build up a nice drive. Might be able to answer on those 7 points Carmel put up.
First down and 10 from the Carmel 41-yard line. Same formation set for Oakley. Takes a snap, running this one himself off that left tackle. Breaks through the secondary now. Is going to have to bring him down, fighting for every extra inch he can get. He'll be brought down at the 30-yard line by the likes of Mitch Davis. Finally able to track him down. Very impressive, powerful run by the quarterback Oakley. That'll bring another first down up for the Kingsmen of Penn. Appears with that ball spot. The chains will move now. Clock stops at 3:59 remaining in the first. Again, Carmel with the 7-0 lead. Penn is on their second drive of the evening, and they're knocking on the door of the Carmel red zone now. Oakley comes back out. Two wide shotgun set. Two out to his right. Split backs in the backfield. Putting a man in motion out to the flanker position. That one's Carpenter. Takes the snap. Hands that one off. This one's Carpenter off the right tackle. He's going to be spun around and brought down by Kendall Hune. Right where he stands, a solid game of about 3 yards brings up 2nd and 7 for Carpenter and the Kingsmen. 3:35 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. They'll be lined up off that right hash. Let's see what formation they come out with. Carpenter is going to get a substitution here. That one will be Connor McGuire. We called his name a couple times earlier this evening. He also has a reception. 33 passing yards already so far on the evening for Oakley. He's been showing off the arm strength, which I've been quite impressed with. Three wide shotgun set for him. Two out to his left. Oakley has Fleming in the backfield. Takes the snap, looking to pass. Finds over towards that left side. Finds his man. That one's Miller once again. He's going to be wrapped up after about a gain of 4 yards. So 3rd and 3 coming up. We've really seen him favor Nathan Miller off to that left side on multiple occasions, either the sideline or over the middle.
Well, but Jesse, something I'm also so impressed with is when you're running these wide receiver screens, there's someone else doing a very important job, and your other receivers are blocking. A lot of times we're going to see that yellow flag thrown, and that's going to be that holding call. But tonight, on a number of occasions, just some very solid blocking for some other receivers who really aren't in on the play, but, man, do they play an important role.
Three wide shotgun set, two out to his right, 3rd and 4 at the Carmel 24-yard line. Running this one all the way, Oakley dances to the outside. He's not going to make it to the first down marker. And he is met by the likes of Landon Sinis and Vic Rowe. Landon Sinis playing up on that play in the right place at the right time. That's going to bring up a 4th and 4 after no gain. 2:06 remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. And now decision time. Are you going to go try to kick this field goal? Would be about a mid-30s field goal, but it looks like that offense is huddling up. They want to stay out on the football field.
Yeah, a team that's scoring 40 points per game. They're 4th in Indiana as a team. They're going to be shooting for the end zone here. They're not going to take 3 points. Again, a 4th and 4, it's a big decision.
Three wide pistol formation set for Oakley. Blitz coming. Burks off that right side. Takes a big shot. He goes over the middle fighting with Mitch Davis, but able to come down with the reception is the tight end Mawala, who had a very long touchdown reception last week. And that is a very clutch throw by a D1 commit. And Zach Oakley sets up 1st down and 10 inside the Carmel 15. Minute 30 remaining here in the first quarter. 7-0 is your score in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds. And Penn knocking on the door, trying to get in those and goal situations. After going for it on 4th and 4, it's really been working through the passing game this evening. 46 passing yards against this veteran Carmel secondary. Oakley comes back out. And the three wide shotgun set. The trips are out to his right as Fleming is in the backfield. Put a man in motion. That's Carpenter. Carpenter receives a handoff left tackle. He'll be wrapped up by the likes of Sinar. Sinar's been coming up big this evening so far. We called his name on multiple occasions. Stops after about a gain of 2, second and 8 on the way from the Carmel 12-yard line. We are officially under a minute remaining in the first quarter. 7-0 again is your score. And Penn, 12 yards out from reaching the promised land. They do have to call a play before the end of this quarter as they break huddle with 15 seconds remaining on the play clock. 42 seconds and counting remaining on the game clock here in the first quarter. Three wide shotgun set, two out to his left off that left hash. Oakley takes the snap, has all day to throw, rolling out to his right. Fires one into the end zone, and that one's going to carry him out of bounds, incomplete. Was looking for McGuire there, had the right idea, was just not able to connect. Third down and 8 on the way. That stops the clock at 28 seconds remaining here in the first. And John, I'll put you on the spot here. Third down and 8. The passing game's been on point, but you've tried 2 pass attempts on your last couple plays. Are you going to go right back to the pass?
Well, I think the passing that's worked has been the passing over the middle. Now, it's a tough assignment. Oakley's got to be able to read this zone and maybe even make some adjustments at the line. But if I'm him, I'm even running a quick in, maybe a 10-yard in, trying to work it in that end zone, maybe weaving it between the safety, both of your safeties here, the free and the strong. Maybe even try to pull Conway out of the play a little bit. He's a guy you got to watch for, though. 6 interceptions on the season. You don't want to make a stupid throw. Be willing to take the 3 points.
3-wide pistol formation set, looking for the end zone, and that one is going to fall incomplete. A pass breakup by the legs of Jack Conway and Mitch Davis teaming up for that one. He was looking for McGuire over the middle. Very impressive job by the Carmel Greyhounds defense. And let's see, it looks like the offense in Oakley are going to jog off the field after this 4th and 8 is brought upon them. At the 12-yard line, looks like we're going to have a field goal attempt.
It's definitely the smart call, Jesse. You've got a very close game here. You need to put some points on the board. I know the fans would like to see him go for it here, but you can't give the Greyhounds the ball back with a lead 7-0 at the start of this second quarter. You need to put on these 3 points here and play this game smart.
This one looks to be about a 28-yard attempt off of that left hash to wind in his face. The hold is good. The kick is up, almost blocked, and the kick will be good. So Penn getting on the scoreboard early. Nice job there. Oh, it looks like Lauren McSorley on the field goal attempt and a conversion. 28 yards makes it Carmel 7, Penn 3 with 18 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to the only voice of the Carmel Greyhounds semi-state football action on WHJE.
50 years, WHJE Radio has been your local source for Greyhound football. Join John Perkins and Jesse Smith for the 2013 football season as they bring expert analysis straight to your dial. 91.3 WHJE Carmel.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You are at Carmel Stadium, where Penn just cut into the lead a little bit, 7-3. And John, what did you think of that drive from the Kingsmen?
Well, honestly, I was surprised. I thought that the Kingsmen, after that first 3-and-out, we're going to have a tough time coming back on the field and battling. I already felt like we were seeing signs of the game against Carroll last week, but doing a nice job again. Oakley doing a nice job of hitting his receivers. Connor McGuire, Nathan Miller coming up with some big receptions downfield against some good running, a nice balance between the passing and the rushing game. And I think that's a good 3 points you put up on the board, and you honestly surprised that Greyhound defense.
And we will have Roberts back deep to return for the Carmel Greyhounds. That also looks like Baldwin back deep to return for the Carmel Greyhounds. As it, the Penn Kingsmen are going to kick this one away. That one hooking over towards the left sideline in the area. That one looks like Baldwin will take this one for himself. Heading up that right sideline, he'll be brought down at about the 20. So no harm, no foul. Had to pick that one up. But 13 seconds remaining in the first quarter, 7-3. The Carmel Greyhounds will have their second drive of the evening. And John, what do you think they need to do?
Well, first off, you got to look at Penn here. Defensively, they only allow 3 scores per game. All right, or excuse me, 3 points per game, I should say, not 3 scores. But at this pace, you're looking at the Greyhounds putting up 3 scores. They've already beaten that statistic right there. Again, Penn, that's first. Putting up 7 points, I think they got to keep doing what they're doing, run the ball with Isaac James, maybe air it out a little bit more. But other than that, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
James will come out. 3-wide pistol formation set with Pascal in the backfield from his own 21-yard line. And that right hash to handoff Shakir Pascal up the middle. minimal gain, possibly a yard or two. And that looks to take us to the end of the first quarter. Second and 8 when we return. They're going to flip sides of the field, heading over towards that right side now. The score is 7-3 in favor of the Carmel Greyhounds.
Again, quick score update here. Again, Center Grove now putting on 7 points, so Warren's going to lead this ball game still. 9-7. We got a minute left in the first half, so another very good game there. Again, like we talked about before, this is going to decide really who's going to that state championship, and again, either who Carmel or Penn will play.
Seniors in football, it's different than a lot of our other sports in the fall. It's a non-cut sport, so to lead students in your grade that aren't necessarily going to see the field very much is a very difficult thing to do. And I think we've seen some good leadership there. And it's a hard thing to do in a large program, and they've done a great job of it.
So, Jesse, I got to sit down and talk to Mr. Inskeep, and we got to talk football, which is always a privilege. One of the things he talked about was these seniors and how a lot of them don't see a lot of playing time. We've already seen guys like Andrew Ten, Nick Sinar, some of these guys who come in, Landon Sinis, but still are leaders on that field. And I just think of a guy like Nick Sinar who's come up so big in this game. Jesse, on this drive, this is obviously what these Greyhounds need to do. Their leaders need to step up. We don't see a lot of time. You're going to see Chris Perkins. He's not going to get a lot of rushes. He's got to be able to step up and make things happen and really help his team out.